This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization has reported a record one-day increase in global coronavirus cases. Today, the total rose by 307,930 cases over 24 hours. The biggest increases were in countries that already had the world's largest caseloads, the United States, India, and Brazil. Globally, the number of deaths from coronavirus rose by 5,537, pushing the death toll for the world past 900,000. Both the United States and India reported more than 1,000 deaths over the past 24 hours, while Brazil reported 874 deaths. The previous WHO record for new cases was set just a week ago on September the 6th. Former British Prime Ministers John Major and Tony Blair spoke out against Brexit-related legislation Sunday in an article in the Sunday Times newspaper. Major and Blair urged lawmakers to reject government plans to override the Brexit deal with the European Union. The two former prime ministers say it imperils the Northern Ireland peace agreement and damages Britain's reputation. The planned legislation, which will be debated by British lawmakers this week, has led to a furious outcry within the EU, as it would diminish the bloc's previously agreed oversight of trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland if a UK-EU trade agreement isn't secured. The British government has admitted that the legislation would break international law, but argues that it's an insurance policy in the event a trade deal with the EU is not secured by the end of this year. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A U.S. Marine convicted in the Philippines of killing a transgender woman was released from prison on Sunday after receiving a pardon from President Rodrigo Duterte. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton served about half of his 10-year sentence for killing Jennifer Lauda in 2014 in a Philippines motel after discovering she was a transgender woman. Pemberton boarded a military aircraft on Sunday morning for his flight back to the United States. In a statement, he said he had spent much time contemplating the many errors in his ways. He expressed his most sincere sympathy to Lauda's family. Lauda's mother said in a statement, 10 years in prison is all we are asking. It's a short time to pay in jail for the life of my daughter. 90 UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon have tested positive for coronavirus, according to a UN spokesman. The confirmed cases were transferred to a special UN facility equipped to deal with COVID-19 cases, according to spokesman Andrea Tenenzi. He added that 88 of those infected belonged to the same contingent, but he did not specify the nationalities of the infected peacekeepers. Some 45 countries contribute peacekeepers to UNIFIL, which was set up in 1978 to patrol the border between Lebanon and Israel. The two countries are technically at war. Tenenti said its operations are not affected by the new virus cases. Lebanon has seen a spike in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases since an August 4th explosion ripped through the Beirut port, killing more than 190 people and devastating large sections of the capital. Meanwhile, Lebanon has approved a new work contract for allowing foreign domestic workers to resign and keep hold of their own passports. Lebanon is home to around 250,000 migrants, mostly women from Africa and Asia, who often work in people's homes as housekeepers and nannies. They're not protected by the country's labor laws, but instead work under a set of policies and customs called kafala, which have been repeatedly criticized by rights groups as allowing a wide range of abuse by employers. A deal establishing relations between Israel and Bahrain will result in direct flights between the two countries, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday. He told the Israeli cabinet that the air traffic between the two countries would now be brisk and direct. And protesters in Libya's second city, Benghazi, set fire to the headquarters of the parallel Eastern Administration controlled by strongman Khalifa Haftar, according to a security source. On Sunday, protests also erupted in the eastern town of Al Marj. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.